Myanmar Sunday, opponents of the ruling junta mourn the killings of at least 114 people by security forces. It was the bloodiest day since the military coup that happened on February 1st and ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Opponents of the coup vowed to keep protesting to end army rule. According to news reports and witnesses, children were among those killed on Saturday, which was Myanmar's Armed Forces Day. In Indonesia, two suspected suicide bombers blew themselves up outside a Catholic church in Makassar, the provincial capital of South Sulawesi. The attack left at least 19 people wounded and happened during a Palm Sunday Mass. An Indonesian police spokesperson told reporters that the suicide bombers were intercepted by security at the gate to the church compound, and then the bomb exploded. The spokesman said that authorities were not able to immediately confirm how many people were killed and whether the body parts scattered at the site were of the perpetrators or victims. Indonesian Minister of Religion Yakut Cholil Koamas strongly condemned the bombing in a video response he sent to VOA's Indonesian service. He said, "I urge all religious leaders, whatever the religion is, to reiterate to their followers that no religion justifies terrorism." U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday he sees increasingly adversarial aspects to the United States' relationship with China. Saturday, the United States condemned China's sanctions against two U.S. religious rights officials and a Canadian lawmaker in a dispute over Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities. This is VOA News. Efforts continue into a sixth day to try to free a skyscraper-sized container ship wedged across a crucial waterway in Egypt. Two additional tugboats sped to the Suez Canal to aid efforts to dislodge the massive Ever Given vessel, which got stuck in a single-lane stretch of the canal on Tuesday. In the time since the ship got back, authorities have been able to remove the vessel and traffic through the canal, valued at over $9 billion a day, which has been halted, further disrupting a global shipping network already strained by the coronavirus pandemic. Major shippers have increasingly diverted their boats away from the area out of fear the vessel that carries cargo between Asia and Europe may take even longer to free. A surge of coronavirus infections in Paris, France is overwhelming critical care doctors, possibly affecting their ability to care for the sick and forcing them to choose which patients to treat. The sobering warning was delivered Sunday in a newspaper opinion piece signed by 41 Paris region doctors. The alarming appeal comes as French President Emmanuel Macron has been vigorously defending his decision not to completely lock down France again as he did last year. Since January, Macron's government has instead imposed a nationwide overnight curfew and followed that with a grab bag of other restrictions to try to curb infection rates. The doctors say a full lockdown is needed and warn they will be practicing catastrophic medicine shortly as cases peak. Britain is confident second doses of COVID-19 vaccines will be administered on time without mixing jabs. That's according to Culture Minister Oliver Dowden on Sunday, amid concerns over a slowdown in supplies. The government warned earlier this month that its vaccination program would slow down in April, due in part to a delay of a shipment from India's Serum Institute. Interfax News Agency reported Russian President Vladimir Putin said he had experienced minor side effects from the coronavirus vaccine after receiving the first shot on Tuesday. The news agency citing a TV interview where the Russian president said Sunday that he had felt muscle pain the following morning, but his temperature remained normal. Suspected Islamist insurgents attacked a convoy of fleeing civilians, including foreign workers. The attack happened as fighting continued in a northern Mozambique town that is near a number of gas projects, according to security and diplomatic sources. Read more on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA 1.